Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We thank God for this time that we can come together to study the word of God and open up our spirits right now. Father God, open up the channels of our spirit to receive your word on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every unteachable spirit right now. We come against every spirit of pride, every spirit of oppression and depression. We come against every spirit of sickness and disease, every infirmity and affliction. We come against every fighting spirit, every familiar spirit. We come against every spirit of gluttony, hallelujah, lust and perversion. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of fear and anxiety right now. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for new mercy and grace, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge of your word. Hallelujah. For we know that your word is true, oh God. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that the word changes on tonight, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to be able to receive the change on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, may we not leave this line tonight the same, but let us be transformed by the renewal of our mind, by the word of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, your holy, mighty word, the living word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we get the word, the living word, we get life, in a life in abundance, and we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, as we receive revelation and knowledge on tonight, oh God, Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, to teach us, Father God, give us understanding so that we can apply your word to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture, oh God, and all that we learn here in Bible study to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, for we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that we are readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. We thank you, Father God, that you've counted us worthy, you've counted us faithful, oh God, in the ministry, oh God, and we just want to say thank you,
Lord.
Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, wherever there's a healing needing place here on the line, let healing take place. Hallelujah. Lord, there's deliverance in need place, oh God, let deliverance take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every stronghold, every soul tie right now, every strong man, and we decree and declare that your works have come to an end. We command this thing, come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the lesson tonight and all that's on the line to receive it, over your home and all that you have and all that you will have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the power of the Holy Ghost of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, everybody, to Bible study. This evening, this Wednesday night, we have Bible study. You are welcome. So I'm going to open up your lines right now so that you can participate here in Bible study. If you have things going on in your background, please mute your call, and when you're ready to speak, we'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number if we don't know your name. If you want to speak, then go ahead. If not, just say amen. Amen. So I do have everybody's lines open at this time. So, again, I thank God for you, you all that is here. We have been really busy this new year, coming in the year of 2021, so I thank God for you. And I thank God that you are here tonight. You can be anywhere else, but you've chosen to be here.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the Bible study. Welcome here to Bible study, every single one. I do see that there is one number that I do recognize, and it is my Grandma Helen. So welcome, welcome, Grandma Helen, here to Wednesday night Bible study. We are so glad to have you on here in attendance, touching and agreeing with us.
Amen.
Welcome here. And I do see that my wonderful mother is on as well. Bring her in right now. My wonderful mother, she's on.
Thank you, baby.
Welcome, Mom. Welcome here to Wednesday night Bible study.
Yes, Lord.
We are so good,
it's a blessing,
to have
it's
you
a
here.
Blessing.
My mother Dillard, she's on. Welcome, Mother Dillard. Welcome here to Wednesday night Bible study as well. Welcome here.
Amen.
Sister
Amen.
Connie,
Amen.
Welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Green, welcome
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Evangelist Relford.
Yes, welcome.
Amen.
Evangelist. Evangelist Dudley.
Amen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Sister Jordan, welcome. Welcome. Amen.
All right, well, we thank God for everybody that's here and those that members that we don't know. Welcome, welcome. But we are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Again, welcome to Bible Study. Y'all, since we're in a season of fasting and praying, you know, just so everyone understand what fasting is and fasting for breakthrough and for deliverance, we're going to follow in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 21. And so we'll have Pastor Manning to read that scripture. But, Pastor, I want you to start in verse 20 and to 21, reading this scripture here. Matter of fact, let's start off with 14 through 21, you all, as we're talking about praying, fasting, and praying for breakthrough and deliverance.
Amen. Okay, we'll start right
14,
here. You want to start at 14?
14 through 21. Matthew.
Okay, Matthew 14. Chapter 17.
14 through 21.
And when they had came to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffering severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the waters. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured that very hour. 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? And 20. And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For surely I say unto you, if you had faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here into there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. In 21, however, this kind does not go except by praying and fasting.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for reading that scripture, you all. So, except by prayer and fasting, you all. So, as we're in the time of fasting and praying these 40 days for breakthrough and for deliverance, you've commanded, rebuked, prayed, prayers, done warfare, and shouted. But there's more that needs to be broken off your life. It's time to add some fasting to your warring strategies, you all. There is no other way around some demonic strongholds, you all. There's no other shortcuts. You have to fast and humble yourself until that thing breaks and leaves your life. Amen? Because the Bible tells us here, Jesus said, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So not just praying, but prayer and fasting, you all. Amen? See, demons are different in terms of their wickedness, y'all. There are demons that are stronger, more wicked, and unclean and stubborn and higher in rank, ability, and intelligence. Amen? So the longer a demon has been in your family or in your life, the harder it is to remove that demon because its roots go very deep. So demons such, they're such as rebellious and prideful and witchcraft, those type of demons. See, Jezebel and poverty, you all, and the lack may only come out with a high level of faith. So we're talking about Jezebel and poverty. You know, you'll find a generational, see, like a generational curse, like your mama was on welfare, and then your grandmother, then you on welfare, your children. So we're talking about a cycle of poverty and lack. So they may only come out, you all, with a high level of faith. So you got to have faith and walk in this thing, hallelujah, to be delivered. Sometimes it seems as if they cannot be dislodged, and people will get discouraged and frustrated and feel that they have failed in this in this area. But in Matthew 17, as we read here, you all, the disciples of Jesus encountered a demon in a young boy and could not cure him because of their unbelief.
Hallelujah.
When we look at the scripture in verse 20, the Bible says, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for truly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move. Whatever that mountain is in your life, whether it be sickness, disease, poverty, the spirit of Jezebel, lust, and perversion, or alcoholism, you know, abuse, whatever that thing is, hallelujah, you have to have faith the size of a mustard seed. A little bit of faith, understand, if you got a little bit, it can grow, yeah, but you got to have something to plant. So it's about planting your faith, hallelujah. You can't plant an apple seed if you don't have an apple seed to plant. You can expect to grow a tree, hallelujah. But if you got a little bit of faith, if you got that little seed, then you can plant that, and now you can grow in that faith, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, but you have to have it, amen. And as we talked about the other day, on yesterday, in our restoration service, if you have a little bit of fear, it contaminates the whole faith.
Right.
So a little bit of faith would contaminate, a little bit of fear would contaminate your faith, amen. So understanding this here today, so this is the supernatural combination that Jesus gave his disciples in Matthew 17. Prayer and fasting. I'm not saying that when you fast, you will earn brownie points, you all, anything like that with God, or that you are working your way to enjoy God's blessing. Hallelujah. But just understand the main thing is communion with God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ and building that relationship, that spiritual relationship, knowing how to go in the war, hallelujah, against those things and saying the minds are expecting. So we don't have to just fast to be saved, you all. Please, God, or go on to heaven. You know, trying to do good to get good. Amen. So there is no law that says if you don't fast, you will go to hell. So we fast for breakthrough and revival, you guys, revival for family and loved ones. As we're in the season right now, 40 days of fasting and praying, whatever it is that you're fasting and praying about during this time, as we come to agreement every morning at 6 a.m., believing. So for the weapons, you know, you all, of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. So some things take fasting and prayer. Amen. There's no other way around you all. There are those kinds of demons that just don't give up. They will not quit. They will continue to run you down, to beat you down. They are strong, proud. They're proud, arrogant, and defiant. They are familiar spirits that have been in your family for generations and generations, and they have a stronghold on you when you are born into this generational curse. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. But you can be delivered and set free, hallelujah, by fasting and prayer. They are a familiar spirit. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this information tonight. Let me know if I'm moving too fast. You all want to slow down a little bit. How am I going? Am I going too fast?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
How am I doing, Sister Dilla? Doing good. Okay. We thank you. All right, you all. So, but, you know, we have to get to the point that you don't care how messed up your family is. You say, it is stopping with me right now. I'm cutting it off. I know mama had it. I know daddy had it. I know granddaddy. Well, it stops with me. Hallelujah. It's not going anywhere. It stops right here today and right now. Amen. Amen. Can we say that? It's stopping with me. It's stopping with you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will not go on. Our grandchildren will not be affected by it. My children will not be affected by it. Generation to generation will no longer be affected by it because it stops right here. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is not going to, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is not going to go on to another generation because it stops right here. This is it, devil. You know, speak to the devil. Tell him right there in the face, devil, you a liar. Stops right here and right now. If my grandmother or my grandfather didn't stand against it, if my mother or father didn't defeat it, I'm going to defeat it. I declare the crown victory over my life, victory over my children, victory over my grandchildren and children to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, I refuse to be poor, broke, sick, rejected, messed up. No more. Never again. You can decree over your life, never again today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it stops right here. See, sometimes you have to do something unusual, something extraordinary and beyond the normal to see breakthrough. See, normal church and normal Christianity and normal preaching and normal praying are not going to get the job done. Hallelujah. So some little sweet prayer is not going to do it, you all. Religion won't get it done. It is going to, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come with me now. It is going to take an anointing that destroys the yoke of. The Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. How many of you know that you've been in bondage, but you can be set free? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to the Most High God. When you have the anointing increases in your life, hallelujah, because you are so into the Spirit, the authority of God, power, the power of our Almighty God, and faith of God comes alive when you lay aside some things and fast.
Hallelujah.
When you lay aside some things and fast, you will find yourself getting stronger and stronger. As you go, you get stronger. You know, when something goes down the hill, it's a road because it picks up speed. It gets stronger and stronger. That's where you're going. That's how you're walking today. You're getting stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. Shouting doesn't do it. It's the anointing that does it, that calls you to shout. Shout alone don't do it. It's the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 58, let's go to Isaiah 58. You are, this is just for the Isaiah 58. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It talks about you all how we can fast to break every yoke. Isaiah 58. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you get there, Pastor, let me know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to let Pastor read. We're just going to read through the whole Isaiah 58, you all, okay?
Amen.
What are you picking up? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to use my husband. He's been working and everything. I'm like, oh, Pastor, get it from me. Isaiah 58, you all. Amen. All right. Isaiah 58, you all. Let's go to Isaiah 58 and 6. Hallelujah. I mean, let's start right here at 5. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and start at 1. I didn't want to take y'all through the whole thing, but we're going to go here. Let's read the whole thing for some of us that haven't had opportunity to read Isaiah 58.
Amen.
So that you can lay your eyes on it today. Hallelujah. All right. The Bible says, it's talking about fasting that pleases God, you all, in Isaiah 58. The Bible says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God, they ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Why have we fasted? Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and export all your labors. Verse 4 says, indeed you fast for strife and debate and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? That is a question. Would you call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? That is a question. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like morning. Amen. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Hallelujah. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, hallelujah, and call the Sabbath of delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasures, nor speaking your own words. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the inheritance, only the heritage of Jacob and your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Isaiah 58 talks about how we can fast to break every yoke, you all, to undo the heavy burdens. Fasting makes room so that the oppressed go free. Fasting breaks bondages and causes revival. When you are dealing with a serious issue, maybe you are dealing with something you don't know how to handle, the best thing to do sometimes is to let go of some food for a little while. Pray against that thing. See, man may not be able to help you, and you may not know how to defeat it, but with God, all things are possible. The Bible tells us with man it's impossible, with God all things are possible. So as you fast and humble yourself, the grace of God will come upon your life. The Lord will be the strength of your life. What you could not do in the flesh, you can do by the Spirit of God. Amen? Because it's not by might, and not nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord that every mountain is removed. Amen? Amen. You can speak to your mountain today. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus Christ. Listen, extraordinary situations require extraordinary measures. See, sometimes it only happens when you get desperate.
Yeah.
When you're so tired of being defeated and hindered in an area of your life, sometimes you got to get exhausted in that scene. Amen? You got to get, me and my husband say, you got to get to the point where you broke down. See, some of us can feel welcome when we're broken, but when you get broke down, my God, Jesus, hallelujah, you got to do something extraordinary, hallelujah. So let's see some victories we haven't seen before. Let's get some breakthrough we haven't had before. Let's see some miracles that we haven't seen before. Let's drive out some demons we haven't driven out before. Let's see some curses being broken, hallelujah, that we have not, that have not left us, hallelujah. Let's see some generational stuff be uprooted that could not be uprooted. Let's see a change, oh God. How many of y'all ready for a change? You're asking God for a change, and you're waiting for a change. Change me, oh God, from the inside out. How many of y'all waiting for a change today? New change, new life, new beginnings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not once, not twice. Hallelujah. Not even three times. If you catch a fast more times than that, do it. Do it. Don't give up. A lot of us want to give up on these 40 days before nothing happens. Don't you know God kept you? Keep doing it. Keep going until you know you have victory, until you have breakthrough, until you sense something breaking. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, you have to get so tired of the devil that you say enough is enough. If I have the time I play down to get a breakthrough in this area, I won't eat.
Hallelujah.
When your family starts screaming out, tell it to back up, tell it to shut up. In the end, you will win, and you will have victory. Let our spiritual enemies be smitten and consumed in Jesus' name. Amen. The holy name that we come in, the holy name, the Bible says that the knee, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you have to be determined. You are. You got to be determined. I'm talking about you got to sell out in the name of Jesus. Because, see, no demon is going to control my life. See, you got to be determined. Say, hey, not today, not tomorrow, not next year. Devil, you are liar. You are not going to control my life.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm a child of God, and who the Son sets free. Hallelujah. It's free indeed. So I'm free indeed. Hallelujah. I'm not in bondage. I'm not in prison, and I'm not going to let you put me there. Devil, you are liar. You are defeated from right now, and it stops right here today. Hallelujah. My children won't go through it. My grandchildren ain't going through it. Hallelujah, because I put a stop to it right here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, I don't care how stubborn this thing is or how it tries to hang on. I'm going to pick every finger and thumb of the enemy right now. I'm going to break his wrist. I'm going to break his grip. Devil, you cannot help my life. You can't help my husband life. You can't help my children life. Our children to come, grandchildren, our mothers and brothers and sisters. You can't help our church family members. Hallelujah. This is the faith that is unshakable. Hallelujah. The unshakable resolve will build in your life to see deliverance in every area the enemy has tried to control.
Amen.
He tried it. He tried it, but he's been denied today. Amen. He's tried. But God, hallelujah, you got to know you got power and authority, right, which is it's in you. You said, I can't fast. I tried to go without eating, but you got to go in the strength of the Lord. See, if you go in the strength of the Lord, you can overcome. You can overcome everything. You're already victorious. It's the enemy telling you can't because he knows what's going to come. He knows that your breakthrough is going to come. He knows healing and deliverance will take place. But it's the enemy trying to talk to you saying, you can't go without that, and you don't need all that. Not today, devil. Not today. Y'all know people asking, Lord, how do we fast? How do I fast? See, fasting you out is beneficial. It is, whether you fast partially or fully. Now, I live a life of fasting and praying, and God has given me the capacity to do so. You know, it's a gift. It's a blessing because the position that God has called me in as an apostle to be able to fast and pray because I'm planting churches, amen, and we are the church. So one day, on a consistent basis, you all will strengthen your spirit, you know, over time. You know, just a one-day fast will strengthen your spirit over time. If you decide once a month on a Monday, I'm going to fast, then do that. It will strengthen you spiritually, you all. So over time, and it will give you the ability to discipline yourself for longer fast. You know, then 3-day fast with just water, a powerful way to, you know, to see breakthroughs. And then see, Esther and the people of Israel, they went into a 3-day fast. If you know the Bible in Esther chapter 4, verse 16, you all, in the book of Esther, they went on a 3-day fast, amen? And so Esther and the people of Israel went into a 3-day fast when they were seeking deliverance from death at the hand of Haman, you all. And so the king's evil advisor, that's who Haman is, if you're asking, who is Haman, if you know the story of Esther. So Haman was the king's evil advisor. So fast longer than 3 days should be done by people with more experience in fasting. So if you're fasting more than 3 days, then you know, that's for people that's more experienced like myself, and we have the capacity. And then we have the capacity to carry others, to lead that charge in fasting, like we're doing for the 40 days right now. Some people are fasting from different things, you know, whether it be they're turning over, whether it's certain foods or drinks or people or media or whatever it is. So that because it's whatever it is, it's taking a lot of your time that you're more focus on. Some people wake up and can't go to bed without thinking about what I'm going to eat tomorrow. What I'm going to eat tomorrow. And just got through eating and just thinking about what I'm going to eat next. You know, and focusing on so many other things, on what's online and what the world is saying, and not focusing on what is God saying about you and to you. Amen. So, I do not recommend long fast unless there is an emergency or if one is led by the Holy Spirit to do so. So Daniel fast, y'all, you all hear about the Daniel fast, right, the 21 days, and he saw a great breakthrough for his people. So Daniel fast came because he was fasting for his people. That was a breakthrough in 21 days. Amen? When we look in the book of Matthew 4, 1 and 2, you all, when we're talking about fasting here today, amen. Let me give you all some scriptures that you can go to and study on your own. We're not going to be long here tonight on Bible study. We've been doing so much this new month, this new year. So I'm not going to hold you all long. I want you to take what you've learned tonight, and then we're going to come back next Wednesday and get more information here on fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. You know, how do I fast for my healing? We're going to talk about that as well. I think I'm going to stick with this for a few weeks here, maybe throughout the month of January, about fasting. Because I know a lot of people, you hear about fasting, and every year churches go on and what they call a corporate fast. So everybody that's in the church is fasting, and that's kind of where we are this season of that. We're fasting for 40 days, and we're in prayer. We're touching and agreeing. So understand, there's no fasting without prayer. So you need to be praying and fasting, amen? Because if you're just not eating, then you're just on a diet. You're just on a diet. So you need to be seeking God. You need to come aside. You need to be cutting the TV off. You need to be in that word. You need to be in Bible study. You need to be in prayer. You know, you're spending that time with God to commune with God so that you can hear clearly, so that you can operate effectively in the Holy Spirit, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We know that Jesus, he fasted for 40 days. You know, he did a wilderness fast before he entered into his ministry. So Jesus fasted for 40 days before beginning his ministry. Amen. And I fasted for 40 days. God called me on the fast. The Holy Spirit called me on the fast. The Holy Spirit of the living God for 40 days before I began my ministry, being full-time in ministry. So we know 40 is change. 40 is great change. Whenever somebody's doing a 40-day, it's great change. It is an emergency, you know, situation. God is calling them to a fast for change. And for me, it was for ministry. It's the beginning of the ministry, the beginning of the gospel public ministries. Moses and Elijah also fast for 40 days, as we see the great change right here in the emergency. Amen. And let me give you the scriptures, amen, you all, if you want to look it up for yourself. We know in the book of Matthew, as for Jesus, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Amen. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. And I'm just giving those to you. You can go and study those yourself about fasting. You know, just backing up the scripture here, what's being taught here tonight. In the book of Exodus 34, chapter 34, verse 28. In Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9. Chapter 9, verse 9. And chapter 18. Okay. No problem. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Deuteronomy chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Verse 9.
And then chapter 18.
Okay.
And then 1 Kings.
First Kings 18 or Deuteronomy 18?
I'm for y'all. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 18.
Okay.
First Kings chapter 19. First Kings chapter 19, verse 8.
19
and
8. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I know people who have fasted for 40 days and seen great breakthroughs, like myself and my mom and I and Evangelist Darvina Dudley. We've been on several 40-day fasts together and seen great breakthrough, my husband. So a partial fast can include some food such as, you know, vegetables, and can be done for long lengths. You all, complete fast consists of only water or either just a liquid. You all, liquids. For me, it was water, plenty of water, and a protein. It was a protein drink that was called Premier that I had during those 40 days. So there was no food, no chewing gum, or nothing, just 40 days of water and I believe it's like 22 ounces of the protein just to sustain my body during the fast. Amen. And then the word of God constantly flowing and which feed myself. The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Amen. So complete fast, you all, consists of, you know, mostly water. Water is very important to cleanse the system of toxins. And even when you're fasting, you all, you'll see your body changes, your skin. You actually begin to look younger as well during this fast because it's cleaning out your system. All the toxins is being released through the fasting. So the Holy Spirit will reveal to you when you need to fast. Understand this. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you when you need to fast. And that's one thing I told everybody during the 40 days is, you know, be led on what to fast. Ask God, you know, what fast that you should be fasting from, you know, because everybody's fast is not the same. Amen. So a fast lifestyle, y'all, is a powerful lifestyle. Living a lifestyle of fasting and prayer is very powerful. You know, coming aside, you know, you all, we must approach fasting with humility and sincerity. You know, humility and sincerity, you all. Humility and sincerity. If you're writing that down, humility and sincerity. So in Jesus' day, the Pharisees, they fasted with attitudes of pride and superiority. You know, when we look in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 11 through 12, you all, the Bible says, the Pharisees stood and prayed thus with themselves, and God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. I fast twice in the week. So they fasted with attitudes of pride and superiority. So anytime you're full of pride and being legalistic or religious, you can fast and pray all you want, but you won't see many miracles. So you can do it all you want, but you will not see many miracles. You know, fasting is to be done in secret. You know, you should be broadcasting it on Facebook and to every family member, everybody you see, people at the store, oh, yeah, I'm fasting right then. You know, I'm on this fast. And, you know, say, oh, you fasting? Oh, that's good. You know, no, we're not supposed to do that.
Right.
You're not supposed to be done in secret, and our Heavenly Father will reward us in open in the public. So the Pharisees, they didn't have any miracles come as a result of their prayer and fasting. They had no power. So Jesus had all the miracles because he was humble and full of mercy, love, and compassion toward people. That's very important, you all. The Pharisees had nothing but long robes on and robes with no miracles. See, they was looking like, but they wasn't like what they were claiming. So they couldn't heal a headache, a mosquito bite, or a hangnail. They had no power because they were not humble, and they showed no mercy. So Jesus showed up and broke all of their rules. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. And then they wanted to kill him because he was working miracles in the land. Hallelujah. See, but understand what Jesus did first. Before he went into his ministry, the Bible tells that he fasted for 40 days. He was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil for 40 days. And then after that 40 days, he began his ministry. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So look, they were not concerned about people. They were more concerned about their position and their titles. And many people are that way today. They don't ever go to a place, y'all, where your position, or don't ever get to a place where your position and your title is everything more than your spiritual walk with Christ. Don't ever get to a place where your position and their title, don't ever get to that place. Amen. Don't get to that place. Don't get to that place. I was telling somebody this morning or yesterday, I always remain humble and to stay in that place of being humble, because the Bible tells that if you humble yourself, God will exalt you. But if you exalt yourself, God will humble you. So always be in a place of being humble, so you are operating in humility and having the mercy of God on your life is important. So always be humble, always be merciful. So we must approach fasting with humility. Fasting must be genuine and not religious or hypocritical. See, this is what God is calling. He's calling some of us to fast even right now. God is requiring us to fast. He's requiring fasting right now, especially what's going on in the land, you all, with the COVID-19 and everything in the government system, what's going on. And, you know, it's a time of fasting and praying, you all, coming together and touching and agreeing. You know, we must have correct motives in fasting, first of all. Fasting is a powerful tool if it's done correctly. If it's done correctly, you all, Muslims and Hindus, they fast, but their fasts are merely religious. They fast, but it's just a religious fast, you all. It's a religious thing. See, great miracles and breakthroughs happen when fasting is done in the right spirit. Amen? When it's done in the right spirit, as we read in Isaiah chapter 58, you all, it describes the fast that God has chosen for his people. Amen. So fasting cannot be done, you all, with amusement. Fasting cannot be done with mistreating others. Fasting cannot be done for strife or contention. Fasting should cause one to bow his head in humility like a bull rush, you all. Fasting should be a time of searching the heart and repenting.
Yes.
Fasting should be done with an attitude of compassion for the lost and the hurting, you all. If you're not fasting this kind of way, what are you really doing? This is the fast that God promises to bless. You know, this type of fast, God promises to bless you. See, the enemy knows the power of prayer and fasting, y'all, and he will do everything in his power to stop you. Believers who begin to fast can expect to encounter much spiritual resistance. I want you to understand that. I know many people, they fight to get on that call, and some don't make the call. We start calling them for it. Calling their name. Come on, Sister Dilla. Come on, Sister Dudley. Come on, you know, Sister Adam. Come on, brother. Come on, Pastor Manny. We're calling their spirit for it. Come on, Sister Doris. We're calling them for it. Come on, Sister Kathy. Come on, Sister Helen Manny. Come on. We're calling you because we know, hallelujah, that the enemy is trying to resist us, because the enemy does not want, the devil does not want you to fast and pray, because he knows the breakthrough. He knows the deliverance that's going to take place. He knows this. So he's trying to stop you. So as a believer, you are, a believer must be committed to a fasting lifestyle. We must be committed to a fasting lifestyle, especially those of us that are ministers and pastors. in the FIFO ministry. You know, this should be your lifestyle of fasting, whether you fast once a month, every quarter.
Yeah.
You know, you can start every Monday. You know, we have a fast that we do every Monday from 6 to 12 as a church family. We fast from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. We pray that morning, we intercede, and we fast from 6 to 12. Amen. And we do this every Monday. We're in the fast. So the rewards of fasting for outweigh the obstacles of the enemy. It will outweigh any obstacle, any stumbling block that the enemy has put before you. Amen. So you all, I'm just so excited, you all. I'm going to wrap up here with you all, just letting you all know that fasting brings an open reward. Fasting brings open rewards, you all. We look in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 17 through 18. Pastor, you got a minute to pull it up for me?
Matthew
6, verse 17 through 18. So while my pastor pulling it up, you all, see, fasting has great rewards. See, many believers are unaware of the great rewards that come through fasting. Like, understanding the great benefits of fasting will motivate more believers to make it a regular part of their lives. So when you understand, you'll want to make this part of your life, you know. And we stand on Mondays to fast and, you know, trusting God in it. You know, just trust God, not yourself. If you put all trust in yourself and all belief in yourself and not God, then you will fail. But just trust God to be your strength to be able to fast and get stronger in your walk and be able to live a life there of prayer and fasting. Amen. When we look at the book of Matthew, Pastor, you have it, Matthew 6, verse 17 through 18?
Yes, I have it here. 17 says, "But thou, when thou fast, anoint thy head and wash thy face. 18, that thou appear not to men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which sees in secret, shall reward thee openly."
Amen. Amen. Again, it's Matthew, you all, chapter 6, verse 17 through 18. So right here, God promises rewards to those who fast in secret.
Yes.
Amen. We just talked about that. God, the Bible tells us here, God promises to reward those who fast in secret. You know, not out there telling everybody, putting it on Facebook, "I'm fasting," you all, and you all on video chat and everything. You just sit on a whole, what you call it, change message. No, what do you call it? Group message. A group message. Yeah, same as I'm fasting. You know, so
look at me.
Look at me. I'm fasting. So God rewards us, you all. Reward is God's favor, God's abundance and blessing. See, the open rewards of fasting includes blessings, you all, abundance, favor, and prosperity. Amen?
Amen.
So learn the secret of obtaining God's reward through private fasting. Private fasting. A lot of us probably didn't know that, and you know, but now that you know, now you can start implementing that in your spiritual life, your spiritual walk. So when you're fasting and praying, unless you're praying with a group, then it goes beyond, you know, just in that group, that everybody doesn't need to know that you're fasting. So if it's in a church, your church family, yes, it's fine. But that doesn't mean everywhere you go and everybody you talk to and on Facebook that you are announcing that you're fasting. No, don't do that. Amen, because you already got your reward. So everybody doesn't need to know that you're fasting, okay? So as you are led by the Holy Spirit, make this a personal discipline between you and God and see how he rewards you in your fasting and praying. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, you all, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So the Bible tells us here in Hebrews that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So while you're fasting and praying, your main focus should be diligently seeking God, diligently. You know, God knows what you need. Hallelujah. So when you get God, you get everything you need. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So when you seek God, even in fasting, hallelujah, when you seek God first, his righteousness and his kingdom, everything that you need, everything after that that you ask him for, you're praying God for your breakthrough, your deliverance, your healing, it shall take place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And with faith, without faith, the Bible tells us that it's impossible to please God, so you got to have faith. You got to have faith,
yep.
Amen? And if you and if you don't know if you have enough faith or do I believe because I'm kind of some one day I believe, the next day I'm not, I'm worried, I have fear, then ask God to help you with your unbelief and increase your faith. Amen, so that you can believe and receive. Amen. He wants us to come to him just like that, saying, Father, I'm having a hard time believing. I believe, but help me with my unbelief.
Help me with my unbelief.
Amen. In cases I'm thinking I'm believing. I believe I'm believing, but help me with my unbelief. Amen. And we thank God. And look, at this time, we're going to open up the floor for anybody have any questions or any comments. At this time, let us do so at this time. So what I'll do is I'll call your name, and if I don't know your name or number, if I don't know who you are, I'll just call the last four digits. If you don't say anything, I'll just make it comfortable for everybody. If you don't say anything, then we'll just go on to the next person. But if you want to just say amen, that means I got it. You know, thank you. That's fine. You can just say amen, and we'll go on to the next person, okay? Amen. So let us start with Pastor Manny.
Amen. Thank you. Prayer and fasting, you know, we definitely need to line up with Scripture. With prayer and fasting, God calls each of us to do so, you know, to pray, you know, and fasting and praying. One of the things this past season, this past 2020, I was caught on a fast, and I really didn't let a whole lot of people know. Maybe just my wife knew about it. It was just for me to be quiet, And when I told my wife that, she thought what I was saying was for me not to say nothing. You know, to be quiet. And I was like, no, that's not what I mean, you know, when I say, you know, to be quiet, you know. And that was one of the things I was on. I was on it for a little while, you know, to be quiet. You know, God was teaching me, you know, not to always say something when something is said, or not to always try to act every single time, you know, something that I disagree with, you know, it happens. And that was very challenging for me. That was very, very, very challenging for me, because I've always been, you know, a person that when I think I know something right, you know, I'm going to say it right here because I got to show you what I know. But in this season, what God showed me was there was a lot of things that you do not know, and just because someone said it to you, you don't agree with what they say to you, you can learn from anybody, and anybody can teach you something, because you don't know who, you know, has the Holy Spirit that's operating in them for you to be changed.
Jesus.
And that was the challenge. That was the challenge. Anything that you're praying, that you're fasting and praying about, you better know that there is a challenge that's coming along. And the challenge for you to come out of self, for you to come out of your fleshy self. And when you meet that challenge, hallelujah,
Jesus.
That's what the Bible is saying. You know, God rewards you openly when you meet that challenge. No challenge, no change.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just look at it like that.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. No challenge, no change.
Yes.
How many of us are ready for the challenge? It's a challenge. I'm here to tell you, God is your strength. Amen. Amen. Sister Adams, Joyce Adams, go ahead.
Amen. Thank you for the word. It was very... Yeah, it was good. Good word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Evangelist Darvina Dudley, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I want to just say thank you. Just thank God for you and Pastor Manning. I just ask God to send blessings back y'all way from pouring out to us. And the lessons, I learned a lot tonight about fasting, and I just want to say thank you and God bless you.
God bless you too. Amen. God bless you too. We thank God for you. Amen. Evangelist Kimberly Raffer, you're welcome. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I'm glad that you taught on fasting prayer, because I was telling somebody I don't like to fast off food, because that's not a sacrifice, because I'm not a person that just eat a lot of food anyway. I like to fast off of things that are distractions, you know, that I feel like I'm really sacrifice when I'm fasting. And so I'm always led by the Holy Spirit on what to fast from. And so I thank you for confirming and teaching that lesson, because sometimes we get caught up in doing things just to be doing it. But it needs to be something, like you said, that you know that you really are making a sacrifice, because God is working.
Yeah.
And so for the lesson, I love you.
Amen. God bless you too. We thank God for you. Amen. Yeah, you said some of this. Everybody can understand in case you didn't hear it. It's like, you know, because you got to die to that desire, the flesh. And it may not be food for you. It may be something else that God is calling you to a different path. It may be cutting off somebody. You know, it may be, you know, turning off that TV, you know, walk away from some things. So, you know, be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, even when the church calls, like a corporate fast, and they're saying, okay, we're going to fast, do the Daniel fast. Let God lead you on what type of fast to do. You know, he may be calling you to do that corporate fast for whatever the church is needing at the time or whatever's going on in the church. So, amen, we thank God for you. Thank God for the comments so far. Sister Angela Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Sister Connie Northern, welcome. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to say that I did learn a lot and I did receive a lot tonight. And a little, I mean, I knew a lot about fasting, but I did learn some new things that I did not know about fasting. So, yes, I receive it. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to continue this series until the end of January. You also, you'll be learning even more. There's more to, you know, fasting and praying and how do you get your healing. You know, how do I come against those things? Just a lot of more breakdown and how do we pray. So even before we wrap up, we're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray, we're going to decree and declare of our life the benefits of fasting over each of our lives. Amen. All right. Sister Carol Dillard, Mama, go ahead. Welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I always look for you to say something with amen. Amen. Grandmother Helen, welcome. All right. Thank you, Mama. Sister, Grandmother Helen, God bless you. Welcome. All right, Sister. I'm just saying, Sister and everybody. All right, Sister Kathy Hudson, Mother, go ahead. Welcome.
Oh, I just thank the Lord for the word because the word is really cleansing and uplifting, and I thank God for being the Lord of my life. And you all just continue to pray that I grow stronger in the Lord's word.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. God bless you. That's one of our newest members. You all, would y'all please welcome our Mother Kathy Hudson to the Gospel Public Ministry tonight.
Welcome.
God bless. We're celebrating. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
We're already ready to put you to work.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone here tonight. Let us pray. Lord, we believe right now, we decree and declare in your power, oh God, of your chosen to answer your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let our fasting destroy the yokes that the enemy has set up against us. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your light that shines upon us, oh God, that keeps us, oh God, that brings us out of darkness, Father God. Let your light come into our life through your chosen fast in the name of Jesus Christ. And help and healing be released to us through your chosen fast, oh God. Let us see breakthroughs of salvation and deliverance in our lives through your chosen fast. Let miracles be released in our life through your chosen fast, oh God. Let your power and authority be released in our life through chosen fast, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we humble our soul through fasting. Let your favor exalt us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we drive every stubborn demon out of our life through your chosen fast. Let your covenant blessings and mercy be released on us and through your chosen fast, oh God. Nothing is impossible with you, oh God, and we stand on your word, oh God. Let our impossibilities become possibilities through your chosen fast. Let every assignment of hell against us be broken through your chosen fast, oh God. Let all pride, rebellion, and witchcraft operate in our lives. And the life of our loved ones be destroyed through your chosen fast, oh God. Let your anointing increase in our life through your chosen fast. Let us enjoy your restoration through your chosen fast. In the name of Jesus Christ, let all carnality be rebuked for my life through your chosen fast. Let all habits and iniquity in us be broken and overcome through your chosen fast. Let our prayers be answered speedily through your chosen fast, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, guide us through your chosen fast, oh God. Let them let your glory to us through your chosen fast. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the stronghold of sexual impurity and lust be broken and destroyed. Hallelujah. In our life and the life of our loved ones, through your chosen service, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let sickness and infirmity be destroyed in our life, oh, and let healing come forth through your chosen service, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all poverty and lust be destroyed in our lives, from generation to generation, through your chosen service, oh God, remove all oppression and torment from our lives, through your chosen service, oh God. We honor ourselves with fasting today in the name of Jesus Christ. We will turn to the Lord with fasting, weeping, and mourning. That we are saved in the name of Jesus Christ. This kind that I face, oh God, that we face will go up from us through fasting and prayer. We will fast according to the fast chosen by the Lord our God in the name of Jesus Christ. We will proclaim a fast over ourselves before our God to see from Him the right way for our family, our friends, and loved ones from generation to generation. And all our possessions in the name of Jesus Christ. We fast to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo holy burdens, oh Lord, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. We will set our face toward the Lord our God to make requests by prayer and supplication with fast and sackcloth and ashes. According to your word and done, your chapter 9 and 3, we will fast in the secret place, and our Father sees in secret. He will reward us openly according to Matthew 6 and 18 in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not depart from the Son of the Lord our God, but we will serve God with fasting prayers night and day. Hallelujah to your name, God. Bless us all the lives today, oh God. Walk in the mighty world, God. Show yourself, hallelujah. Increase our faith today, oh God. We confess the seed of faith right now. Oh Lord, we walk in our faith, and only ask that you give the increase, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, those who have the hope of believing, Lord, help them with their unbelief, oh God, so they can walk and receive, hallelujah. We pray for divine order and alignment right now in our spirit, man, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask as we die daily for this worship, as we do the chosen call for you, Father God, that you will strengthen our spirit, man, hallelujah, to overcome the Bible says, that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Oh Lord, we thank you for strengthening our spirit, man, tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, as we leave this line, but never your presence, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask as we lay down to seek your mind, oh God. Oh Lord, let your age of restoration come, your age of healing and deliverance come to minister to our bodies on tonight, that we will wake up restored and renewed, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us receive sweet dreams and a peace of sleep on tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack of Satan in his ages, hallelujah, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name and by faith that we are delivered and set free from the Son, set us free, and we are free indeed. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the call today, over every family member and household, every car, hallelujah, every street that we may travel and road, oh God, with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I seal every entrance to our home and place with the blood of Jesus Christ. That nothing of evil spirit or evil doer, Satan, his angels cannot come near our dwelling place. For our blood, we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against in judgment, you shall condemn. Oh Lord, we thank you for our inheritance on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your mighty move on this call tonight. And we receive it all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not be denied. We will not accept any counterfeits or any substitutes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Bless, heal, deliver, and set free right now. By faith we receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Everyone be blessed. Have a blessed night in the Lord. We're back here on Thursday night for our midweek service, church service. Be ready. Be prepared. Invite somebody. Tell somebody what God has done for you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time. to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Just for the love of the crime.